We're going to go ahead and continue with our media availabilities. We're now joined by Chris Buescher, driver of the number 17 Ford for RFK Racing. We'll go ahead, open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Chris, coming back here as the defending winner, what needs to go right this time to repeat as a Watkins Glen winner?
You know what? It's detail racing, right? So last time we were here, we had to we had some really good long run speed, especially. Didn't fire off great for two or three laps, which did hurt us in qualifying. And then put us into a spot where I had to pass a lot more cars, but the speed was there. And then some great strategy through the day, really good execution with all our pit stops and kept the car clean. It was almost the easiest win we've ever had until those last couple of cautions. So I say that just knowing that we need to be a little bit better yet, right? We need to be able to fire off a little better, especially for qualifying. We need to be able to qualify a little bit better. And, you know, we've done that this year pretty consistently. So that's been a key focus at the beginning of the year, and that certainly carries over to here as well.
How different is it coming back this year? Because last year, obviously, this was a playoff race. You guys had missed it at that point. Completely different scenario this time, where you guys still have the pressure of needing a win to ensure that you guys are in the playoffs. How different is it from year to year?
We needed a win last year for our sanity. So, you know, for us, the situation was very much the same internally, but the repercussions are different this year. So yes, there are certainly some differences. We know where we're at, and on the fight for a playoff spot, you know, obviously the wins are best way to guarantee your way in. But I think at this point we do have to be aware of our bubble. So as much as I hate to admit that, it's where we found ourselves. And you know, as we head into it, I think that you know, for us, we want to go into this weekend, want to go get on track and have, you know, really, really solid speed and say, all right, we have a chance to win. Let's focus and let's make that the case for us. So you know, I think where maybe you take a step back and you start thinking about the points side more specifically versus the race win is, you know, just through any adversity on a day. And if you feel like your chance of winning has diminished, then maybe there's a plan B that's probably more thought through than it would have been several months ago for us.
Additional questions for Chris? We'll come over. We'll go, sorry, right back there, and then we'll come back over to you. You got it.
Chris, Tim Kettle, Famo Motor Racing Network. You were in Iowa last week, kind of a pseudo short track. You're going to Richmond next weekend, another short track. I'm curious, where do you think RFK's short track program is right now?
I want to say it's pretty decent. You know, I think about our year in general, it really hasn't mattered too much what style of racetrack we're heading to. We've had pretty good speed, and certainly we've had stronger weekends than others. But that's everybody that's going to go on track here shortly. So, you know what, our short track stuff has definitely taken big steps forward. You know, I would have a laugh about it now because we've had a lot of really good runs at Richmond and been able to win there. But it wasn't that long ago where I wanted to fill the place with dirt and build apartments on it or something. I didn't care, right? Just make it go away. It was a struggle. And so we're not there at this point. We are well beyond that. We are to a point where can confidently say wherever we're heading to, we're excited about the speed that we believe we'll have, the opportunity to win. And so Iowa was a little bit of a mixed bag, but really, I know we always used to compare Richmond and Iowa, but with with the repave and just a couple of sections of the corners, I just don't get very many similarities inside the race car anymore between the two, at least not right now until it probably ages out a lot more. So kind of put the Iowa one behind us because that was one that wasn't a really strong weekend for us. And knowing that Richmond, another racetrack where we've been able to win before and have a lot of confidence going into, I think that we will be very strong.
Come right here in the middle.
Matthew Blackley, Race Face Digital. Chris, you're the last car in the playoffs right now, and your RFK teammate Ryan Preece is the first car out. What's it like battling your teammate for that final playoff spot?
Yeah, I mean, trying to think through it. I don't know that it's going to be any different than battling anybody else. Just in the sense that you know, we're all trying to figure out how to win races, how to have the best days possible. I think that obviously we have a fantastic environment at RFK that you know, enables us to share across all the teams at all times, and I think it's very important in moments like this that we don't lose that. So want to be sure that we keep that going, and that's been a focus of the shop, and I fully believe it's staying there. So the transparency will be there between all of our teams so that we can all have the best weekend as possible. And you know what, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the execution of it. And you know, if we're able to win a race and you know, pull it off, and you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be racing, normal racing, right? Go to the racetrack, do everything that we know to do, control what we can, and you know, at the end of it, if you know, one of us decides to run for a bunch of stage points and the other one doesn't and is able to get a win, then you know, that flips it just as easily as both of us going for stage points and it kind of evening out. I don't know, there's a lot of different scenarios and a lot of racing left, but you know, ultimately it's in some ways it's nice to be racing against a teammate because you know the level of respect and you know what to plan for when you're racing around each other, and we've certainly had that all year. And then on the flip side is sometimes it's harder because it's a little more difficult to put a bumper to a teammate and shove them out of the way if the situation calls for it, right? So, but it'll be good hard racing. It's kind of the agreement within the shop is, look, we are not letting each other have anything. We're going to race. We are all competitors. We are teammates, but we are competitors still. And but I think it's just to make sure that you race your own shop with just a little added level of respect.
We'll come down here to Lee and then to Dustin.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Yeah. What are your thoughts on Daytona being the cutoff race? I know it makes for scintillating TV, it's entertainment, but from the driver's seat, having that as being the cutoff, how does that affect you?
Certainly not ideal in our situation, right? You know, when you're been on you know, close to that cut line, and ultimately that's on us not having a win before now. But you know, if we'd been able to win a couple of races through the year by this point, then you would say it's, yeah, I'm sure it's exciting and creates a little bit of extra drama there. But you know, where we're at, it's you know, just creates a last second opportunity for really just, it could be a very competitive car that's way up there in points, and we've seen it. It could be a car buried in the 30s in points. And so that's the hard part when you talk about championship racing and putting your whole season together, when it comes down to that race and how that can be that kicker that takes a year where you felt like you were very consistent and fast, but just didn't get the win when he needed to and kick you out of the playoffs. So, you know, it's not my favorite option, but I do understand the excitement that it can bring and the drama to it. But, yeah, and again, it's on us to win before now. So, you know, I'd like to be sitting here on the other side of it saying it'll be what it'll be because we're locked in. And, you know, if we can do that today, tomorrow, and or next week to get to that point, then I can have a little more excitement in my voice when I answer that next time.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Since you got a run yesterday, can you give me a sense of what the relocated restart zone was like and how that played into things from your perspective?
Yeah, I think that so we obviously had some issues yesterday that kept us at the back of the pack. So the restart zone, we probably didn't really fire off from any different a position than you would if you were in the back of a cup race. But that being said, I think that the idea is right that we can try to make turn one not be quite as chaotic. I think it's important to give a little bit of benefit to being the leader or in the top three or four of a race, right? You shouldn't have to worry about P8 coming barreling down in there and wiping out the front row. And I think that that's the idea behind it and helps spread us out just a little bit. It's equally as important that if somebody has a bad restart and gets sideways off of turn seven there, that the next row should have the opportunity to get to them. And so I think that's why the rule now is out of the restart zone, you get to go racing. You don't have to stay in line all the way to start finish line. I think that's important. So I think it's been well thought through to try and help this be, more rewarding to those that have earned the opportunity to be up front and not have to be on defense to somebody that they haven't seen all day. And then without taking away the opportunity to still make moves and still make gains if you have a really good car to fire off.
In this era of close racing, how do you explain one person winning a particular type of track? Obviously, with what we've seen with SBG winning the last three, you don't see somebody winning three straight short tracks that often or three straight this or that. So in this era of close racing, with all the data that you guys have, How is it that one of you guys hasn't beaten him this year in that stretch? I know you did last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's talented, right? None of us are road racers by trade, right? It's not what we grew up doing, and it's not the exact craft that we've honed. That being said, we've all had road course aces teach us through the years, and but you know what, we sit down for a week and we go through different things on the racetrack we're coming into, we get done with that race, and then we go back to oval racing. And I think that there's certainly speed out of a handful of drivers that are oval aces, but SVG's just come in and he's certainly a rare talent in it and has been able to find something in this car that flat out works for him. So, sometimes I think through 20 years ago in my racing career, and we were Legends Car Racing, and you go certain places in the country and there were places where you'd show up and winning was easy, because if you're in a certain area or a certain zone and certain series, whatever it may be, and you have to be good enough to win, then everybody strives to be just good enough to win. And it just makes you move in incremental amounts. Well, there were places we showed up and we'd be 3/10 faster than anybody there, but it was just because we had been racing against other people in different areas of the country that were just faster, had faster race cars, had had more honed in craft. And what it did was it forced people where they were thought they were good enough to win, it just forced them to step up. And long-winded answer to that's where we're at, is we now realize that there's a lot left on the table. We thought we were all close enough and good enough to win these road course races where we're at, and truth of the matter is we've got time to find, and got to be better. So it's just going to force us all to be better at the end of the day.
Any final questions for Chris? All right, Chris, thank you for your time and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.